The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Michael Best discuss the latest developments in Arkansas's efforts to execute a number of death row inmates after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the execution of Liddell Lee before life-ending drugs expire at the end of April. They speak with Robert Dunham, Executive Director of the Death Penalty Information Center.
Robert, let's start with what the Supreme Court did last night. What did they rule that allowed this execution to proceed?
Well, they didn't rule on anything of substance, but what they said was that the executions could go forward. They declined to review the prisoner's challenge to Arkansas's lethal injection protocol, which is the three-drug challenge. They declined to review their challenge to the clemency process, and they declined to review the challenge to the execution schedule, all the executions in a very short period of time. They will still be conferencing a motion that was filed by all of the prisoners challenging the entire execution process. So we'll have to see what the court rules on that. What they essentially did was they refused to intervene, and they allowed the execution to go forward, and that was the 5-4 vote.
And it was along party lines. Tell us what Justice Breyer said.
The bottom line was he thought that the execution schedule was based on the expiration date of the drug midazolam, and he said, I've long been concerned about the arbitrariness of capital punishment. It doesn't seem to be much more arbitrary than this. If you are basing when someone gets executed on when an execution drug expires.
Well, Robert, he was joined, I think, by the three other more liberal justices in sort of dissenting. Doesn't that mean that there are going to be four votes to review something here from Arkansas?
Well, it's hard to say. You would think that there are four justices who are interested in that. But when you look closely at the stays, there are four who would vote to grant a stay. On some of the other issues, there were three and not four. But when you look at it, several of the justices said that they would grant a stay in order to grant review, and two of them just said that they would grant a stay. So we don't know for certain that they would have said, let's hear the case.
That's Robert Dunham, Executive Director for the Death Penalty Information Center, speaking with Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, more problems are surfacing for Fox News. Seven black employees plan to join a racial discrimination suit filed last month by two colleagues. That's according to New York Magazine. The original lawsuit claimed that the network's longtime comptroller subjected members of Fox's payroll staff to racial insults for years. She was fired in February.
There's a report that Israel will not extradite a bombing hoax suspect to the United States. Israel's Channel 2 says the government has rejected a U.S. Justice Department request. The Israeli-American teenager is accused of making threatening phone calls to a number of Jewish institutions in the U.S.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.